horrific. You get the gist of what happened last night. Absolutely wrong, absolutely horrific. And it just begs the question, if some of these protesters are saying, or some of the supporters of these protests are saying, it's all about people complaining about lack of amenities, lack of support services. Well, why then are they trying to destroy the infrastructure in their area? That really begs the question, because the question, this just doesn't affect the people who are living in the iPass Centre. It affects people living in the immediate area around City West as well. And any child, whether the child's living in a nearby house or is living in the accommodation centre at City West, they must be absolutely terrorised. And you would have heard at the start of that clip as well, the clip clop clap of horses, because horses are being used in this and in these protests, in these violent protests that are taking place. And the one animal charity, My Lovely Horse, is very concerned that someone will die if this continues, and that there are legitimate animal cruelty concerns. Just horrific. I mean, apparently on Tuesday night, there was a small child, possibly a baby, that was on one of these sulkies that were taking part in the protest. It's just unreal. Unreal, unreal, unreal. And then the two Gardaí that have been hospitalised, the attacks on Gardaí, who have shown great bravery and great courage and have been very prepared for this. But isn't it sad that we have to live in a country, in a society now, that the Gardaí have to be prepared for violence like this? Anyway, before coming on air, I spoke to John Lannan, who is the CEO of Durus. Now, Durus are a non-governmental organisation and they work to promote and protect the rights of refugees and migrants. And I first asked John for his reaction to last night's violence, the second night of protests, violent protests outside the City West iPass Centre.
Well, it's very worrying, obviously, and it seems to be coordinated. We have to remember here that it's worth pointing out that there are quite a few children that are suffering and that are at risk in all of this, at the centre of everything. And what started it was that a young child experienced trauma and there allegedly was sexually assaulted. We know that there are children with families who have come seeking protection here in Ireland inside in City West, being traumatised by the rioting and the violence that they see outside. And there are young children involved in and being brought to violent protests now. And they're being put in situations where they too are at risk. So this is a very sad worrying situation. And as I said, it seems that it is being orchestrated, that it's been organized. You know, the appalling act that happened to the young child is being used to ferment hate, to cause further harm towards people, including children that are living in City West.
This alleged, and it is alleged, sexual assault of a 10-year-old child, a little girl, and the following arrest of a man whose appeal for asylum had been rejected, have been used as this reason for these protests, which have turned violent. It's a repeat of the Dublin riots, isn't it, when the stabbings at a school which left a child seriously injured were used as an excuse for violence, because the suspect there, who's also currently before the courts, was a foreign-born male. Gardaí, this time, they appear to be better prepared to deal with the violence. But is there anything preemptive that we as a society, that we as a state can do? Because if something horrible occurs, if something criminal occurs, particularly to a child, I want that investigated by the authorities. I want due process. I want to see that justice is done. I don't want to see a crime being weaponized by hooligans and those who want to spread division. Is there something we can do as a society to preempt this should it happen again?
Indeed, you're right that the you know, horrific acts of violence are being weaponized and used as an opportunity for more violence. We have seen violence outside accommodation centres for asylum seekers right across the country. There have been up to 30 arson attacks over the years as well. So everyone's safety, everyone's well-being needs to be protected. I think the Gardaí are appearing to be better equipped now to limiting the violence, as we've seen in City West last night. But there's work to be done by others with a position of influence here, particularly, you know, to act in a manner that can, you know, avoid or try to avoid some of what we're seeing. And I'm thinking in particular here of politicians. It's vitally important that the message gets sent out, first of all, that migrants who are here to work or to study have a right to be here. We welcome their contributing significantly to our our country. If, you know, the people from Zimbabwe or the people from the Philippines or the people from, you know, so many other parts of the world were to leave Ireland in the morning, our services wouldn't run. They wouldn't function for us anymore, particularly the health service. But we must also remember that people who come here seeking international protection, the ones that are fleeing from war and from persecution, they also have a legal right to be here. They've also been traumatized. They're at risk. They're have escaped from appalling situations with young children. So it's really important that that message gets sent out, gets reiterated. We need to work with communities as well. There are some fantastic community leaders around the country. There are community groups who are welcoming, who are supporting people, who are befriending them, who are showing that solidarity with people who arrive, but building those connections of trust and of welcoming. So I think we need to do more. And from a government level.
To be fair, I think most politicians in Ireland across the spectrum, they don't engage in the inflammatory rhetoric that you would hear, for example, from Donald Trump or J.D. Vance in the United States or from some elements in the UK. I think mainstream Irish politics don't, in general, don't indulge in that. Can you give us some tangible examples that we can do, that we as a society can do, so that if, God forbid, something awful like this happens again, it is being investigated by the Gardaí, this alleged sexual assault on a little girl, that there's not going to be an eruption of violence?
Yeah, you're right that thankfully we have very, very few elected representatives who are engaging in the type of rhetoric that creates division and hate. But nowadays, a lot of the emphasis coming from politicians right up to ministerial level is putting a focus on issues, things like deportations. You know, we're talking about the negative aspects of migration rather than the positives. Certainly, you know, people who have behaved criminally need to be brought to justice. People who have not, you know, achieved refugee status or don't have a right to remain in this country may be supported in leaving. But highlighting these aspects of migration and highlighting, you know, the sides that don't present migrants in the positive way that they're contributing to our society are problematic. I think on a practical level, there are things that we can do. You can offer practical solidarity with people. You know, now we know from our work in Durres that a lot of migrants, people who come from different parts of the world, are nervous and afraid when they're walking on the streets now. And that's a sad state of affairs, you know, for us to be in. So I think finding ways locally of engaging with people, welcoming them, talking to them, being friendly is really important. I think it's really important as well to
just to smile on the street, even?
Just to smile on the street, exactly, yes, yes. And I think just having, you know, in doing that as well, talking to loved ones, to family members, and particularly now when we look at City West and we see the age profile of some of the people that have been out there throwing missiles and protesting, you know, they need to be engaged with and talked to, you know, because
they're very young. The Gardaí are saying the majority who took part in last night's violence were very young, teenagers or young adult men.
And we need to be giving them hope. We need to be giving them alternatives. You know, we need to be talking to them about the values and the things that are important in life. And we certainly need to be finding the ways to ensure that they're not socially excluded either, and that they're not, you know, responding to their anger and whatever is behind the manner in which they're behaving. I think we also need to be careful on social media. This is a really important one as well. And we have to all work to fight for a safer and a more humane social media. You know, there's a lot of vitriol and hate on many of the social media platforms now. Social media companies are allowing that to remain online. We need to continue to report that. We need to put pressure on our politicians to ensure that the companies that are running these social media sites are, you know, compelled to stop and to stop using the types of algorithms called recommender algorithms that are pushing hate and negativity towards people. So that's really important as well. So I think, you know, there's quite a bit that we need to do in order to just get back to the level of, you know, humanity and friendliness and welcome that the majority of people in Ireland are still subscribed to. You know, we've got communities the length and breadth of the country who are very welcoming and very open and very hospitable to everybody, regardless of their background or where they come from.
We're speaking to John Lannan of the Doris organisation that supports migrants in this country. John, if I could put to you, what would you say to the argument that some people who believe there needs to be fewer migrants coming to Ireland because they have a legitimate argument, they say there are pressures, for example, on housing and on health services, that they've been written off as being racist, and that this attitude to sincere and to valid concerns has resulted in otherwise moderate people being pushed into the arms of the far right, that their genuine, valid concerns are being dismissed?
Well, I think it's, first of all, really important to recognise that there are pressures on the housing health services, and many, many people have been failed by the systems here in this country, can't get access to housing, or left homeless in many cases, can't even get emergency homeless accommodation, are on huge waiting lists.
We know that, but what would you say to that question? Maybe the way the debate is skewed in some quarters is that people feel that they're being written off as being racist, and when they raise valid concerns about pressure on housing and health services, and that in some instances, because they feel they're not being listened to, that it may lead them to being pushed into the arms of the far right.
We need the failures in the housing and the health systems to be addressed for everybody. Everybody is suffering here. The reason we have these failures and the reason we have the shortages of homes has nothing to do with migration. People have been leaving, people have been arriving in Ireland for decades. And, you know, we have to recognize that. And the debate is sometimes being skewed by people who are putting a negative emphasis on migration. And that needs to stop. We need to recognize that the failures, the lack of services that are affecting ordinary Irish people are also affecting people who have come here to seek safety or come here to work. And we all need to work together to address these issues, to bring pressures to bear, to ensure that the solutions that are needed are put in place to provide accommodation and to provide housing for everybody.
John, can you understand why people wouldn't be happy with people coming here, destroying their travel documents deliberately so that they can claim asylum? And do organisations like yourself, as Doris, who advocate for migrants, do you need to better understand people's concerns? That there's a very valid reason why people say if you're genuinely seeking asylum here, well, at least you should be able to prove who you are, prove your identity, and have those documents available.
Well, first of all, it's important to point out that the only ones engaging in violence and in the putting communities at risk here, with a number of small exceptions, like the person who has been charged with
and
a crime.
And that's alleged.
Yeah. The majority, that's alleged. But with the small exception of a number of those reported or alleged crimes, the violence is coming from people who have been living or are living in communities across Ireland, in different parts of Dublin. Whether they were close to Saugerto, came from further afield last night, I don't know. But the reason we have people coming here seeking asylum is because they're fleeing from persecution, they're fleeing from war, they're fleeing from oppression, they're fleeing from torture. And in many cases, when they're doing that, they cannot secure travel documents or passports from the government that's suppressing them. So they need to sometimes use whatever paperwork they can to be able to try to find sanctuary in a safe country. And we come across many of these every day of the week who have no option but to travel on false documents or without documents. Now, we need to ensure that we have an international protection system here in the country that assesses the applications for asylum fairly, that assesses the vulnerability of the individuals that are coming in, that that confirms their identity, that also pays due regard to the security of the country as well. This has been done under the international protection legislation that we have. At present, we have a new EU migration pact that will be coming into effect next year. And we're really concerned that we will see slippages in this and we'll see measures being taken to essentially deny people their human rights, their right to seek asylum here in Ireland, because everybody has that right. And we need to ensure that when people come here, they're treated with the dignity and the respect that everybody deserves when their application is being processed. And treating people with dignity and respect also means ensuring that they remain, that they remain safe. And the Gardaí are pushed to the pin of their collar right now to try to ensure the safety of the people that are living in City West as a result of the violence and the thuggery that's happening outside.
And that's John Lannan, CEO of Doris. Doris is a non-governmental NGO human rights organisation working to promote and protect the rights of refugees and migrants here in Ireland. Given his reaction to second night of violent protest outside City West, and the question I'd like to get your thoughts, and I did put it to John as well, how do we stop incidents like this, these violent protests outside City West occurring again? What do you think we need to do as a society? We've seen the Garda response. There's been a lot of praise for the Gardaí response, how prepared they have been to meet the violence of these thugs. But how do we as a society, how do we as a state, is there anything we can do to ensure that if something horrible happens again, it does not, it's not used as it does not lead to violent protests. It's not being weaponized. And the scale, I mean, just looking, just listening, just hearing what has happened up in City West, I can only imagine how frightening and terrified people are, how dangerous it was for the Gardaí, how dangerous it was for the people involved in the protest. Anything could have gone wrong. And thanks be to God, nobody has been killed. But as I would just love to get your thoughts as to how we confront this problem. You can get in touch on 066 712 3666, and you can also WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. We're having a few problems with our text line this morning. We're looking into it. So if you want to get in touch with us via a text message as such, use WhatsApp 083 300 3300. We will get to more of your comments about the situation in City West and also about the issue that was raised by Councillor Brendan Cronin yesterday when he was saying that the frustration over the delay in the opening of the new community nursing unit in Killarney is having real effects on people. And he gave the example of a person with dementia who needs care, who needs to be in a full-time in a community nursing unit, and there aren't any beds available, and that they were offered a place in Offaly. Now, the family intervened and that didn't come to pass, but it shows how scant and how scarce beds are if people, and very sick people, very old people, are being told that they would have to go to Offaly. Take a couple of hours to get to Offaly to visit them. It just shows the problems that we have in terms of beds and in terms of long-term care for people, particularly older people. Some interesting comments and views on that.